Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Bilgetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Welcome, Bark Radio listeners. Well, we got a couple things on the agenda today, but Terry's got the agenda. So, what's the first one, Terry?
The first one's a good news story.
Ooh, we like that.
Yeah, Richmond SPCA just pulled 16 puppies that were puppy mill rescues, and they were out of
Missouri.
Missouri. I keep wanting to say Iowa. I don't know why,
Yeah,
but
same general
yeah,
vicinity.
it's up there.
But they were part of a larger group, right?
Correct. They did not take them all, but they
Right.
took 16,
I
which just
see.
got into town today.
That's very cool. So I think there were like 80 dogs, if I remember correctly, something like that, that they pulled.
Yeah, it was a good size number.
And so then they will be completely vetted here, and then they will be adopted here, yes?
Yeah, they're actually got some good press on the news this morning locally
Good.
and told people how they could apply for adoption, which is good, just in general, that they're
Right.
getting that face time. They look like standard small breed dogs that have been in a bad place, but a little love and time and they'll be good.
Well, and here's the thing. Now that we're kind of on this subject, might as well just expand a tad. If you haven't gotten the memo, folks, do not buy a dog from a pet store because people like this place in Missouri provide the puppies for those pet stores. It's almost always small breed dogs, and they're cute and adorable, and they're from horrible, horrible places who breed dogs in the worst conditions. They inbreed them. Puppy mill dogs too often can have health issues and or behavioral issues that are genetic. So, there won't be any more puppy mills when we stop buying their puppies.
Right, and that would be a good thing. Now, there are legitimate breeders out there. There are
Absolutely.
good ones that take care of their dogs and they get socialized. These folks keep these dogs in teeny tiny little cages, and all they do is force breed them.
Right, they never have human
No
contact.
human contact, usually no grooming, very often no medicine.
Right, very little bedding. Yep, absolutely.
Nothing.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's a
all they
terrible.
are is just machines to produce puppies and make them money.
Yep.
And so remember, no pet store puppies. Never buy a pet store puppy. Thank you.
Yep. Lots of rescues out there full of dogs, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, next.
Oh, PETA.
Oh, crikey, now what?
Well, they have made another public statement, which is sort of angered some folks in the dog world.
Does this have to do, by any chance, with bully breeds?
And the statement that was made by PETA, which if folks don't know PETA, they're a self-proclaimed animal activist group. In fact, they're very contradictory to their own standards and their own mission statement. So out of one side of their mouth, they'll say, save the animals, save the animals. And the other one, they're saying, kill the animals, kill the animals. They're insane. That's the bottom line. They're out of their freaking
I
minds.
think that's accurate. So what have exactly have they
So
done?
this particular statement was around breed discrimination. And the statement by the official spokesperson around some controversial things, BSL, was that breed discrimination is fair and essential, and that certain breeds should not be allowed.
Moron! You're kidding me.
Nope. But now this is the same group that runs a quote unquote shelter. And I have to put that in quotes because there are shelters that do euthanize, and we don't like them, but that's part of what the system is right now. 99% of the dogs that went into the PETA shelter were euthanized. They have no placement program. They have no adoption
So they
mechanism.
kill animals.
They kill animals.
Oh, dandy.
So,
But they are all over the ethical treatment of animals.
yeah.
There's just something wrong with that picture.
Well, if you follow through a lot of the well, how it founded and how it is now are very different.
Okay.
So the current leaders have this fundamental, if you think of fundamentalist church type background, where they believe that no animals should necessarily be kept by humans, as pets or otherwise. That's the mentality that they're kind of getting into.
Really?
Yeah. That the bylaws from the original group versus the bylaws of now, very different. The change has been dramatic.
Holy crap, I didn't know that.
They're crazy. Out of their freaking minds.
So we should not have domesticated
No
animals.
domesticated animals.
Okay, they're idiots. They're idiots. I mean, our best friends are in this room with us.
Yeah. One sleeping on top of my leg.
That's right. Keeping that foot warm. Yeah. Hmm. Well, you know, they're idiots. And, man, you know what? I don't want to know more about them, but I think I do want to know more about them, you know, and maybe write about it for the magazine or something, because
It's going to be a tough ride, I think, as far as for you to do that research, because you're going to get mad. You're going to be spitting mad.
There'll be steam coming off the pages of the magazine. Yeah, you know, but sometimes you need to get mad, because if I can do enough research to put facts down on paper and share that with people, that's the whole point of the magazine, is to inform and be accurate, and that could be a challenge, just because there's so much stuff on the internet. That can't be your only source, you know.
Right.
And but you know,
but that's going to be a good start place for you, because as long as the articles on the internet post back to actual things in print, then you can start tracking things back. And because they're a nonprofit, all of their bylaws and rules have to be online.
Ah, yes,
to be publicly available.
Public knowledge.
Yeah. And all of their financials are online, because one, most people think that they're it's a scam anyway. So they're, you know, the folks that are really against PETA.
Right.
I don't say most people, but the folks that are against PETA really are against PETA.
Right.
And they're really pushing hard, because they take in millions of dollars and they don't really do much with it other than divide it amongst themselves. So
dandy.
Yeah.
Dandy. Well, the more I hear, the more I don't like. Okay, then. Thanks for that update, Terry. Now what?
Well, it doesn't get much better. It's you know, the animal world's rough. So, but this is sort of good news. So, I think we talked about a couple of times probably the bully breed dog that was lit on fire in Baltimore City.
Yeah. And had to be euthanized.
Had to be euthanized.
Because the injuries were so severe.
Right. Originally, they named it Phoenix because it was, they thought it might survive, but then they changed its name to Mercy because they had to euthanize. It was just too much. Our friends at Rescue Inc. stepped in, put a $25,000 reward for it, and sure enough, the two idiots behind this were turned in the same day as the reward went out.
All right. Money talks.
Money talks.
Thank you, Rescue Inc., for making that happen.
Well, today their trial starts.
Oh, wow.
So this should be interesting.
Is this a jury trial? Do we know?
I don't know. I just saw that the trial was starting. It's got to be. I don't know. It's got to be, though, I would think.
I hope it is. And I hope they hang them high. I mean, I don't know what they're being. What are they on trial for? Do we know the charges?
It's animal abuse charges, but I don't know to what level.
Right. We don't know if it's like a felony charge.
I doubt it. There's very few states that have felony charges at this point for that.
Why? Well, sorry. I have to ask Laura that.
I mean, there are some, but
that's insane. And I think I was just saying to Terry before we started recording, you know, we see so much horrible stuff happening to animals, and we talk about it, and what the heck can you do about it? And I don't know if that's part of the solution, is ultimately having laws in place that make animal abuse a felony in all cases, and have, you know, minimum sentences, and, you know, that are high minimum sentences. Because, you know, I'm just a regular person, but I think I know this is accurate, that if a person abuses an animal, aren't they way likely to abuse a human being at some point?
That's a fact, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the folks that do domestic violence start with animals.
And so why would you want to discourage that?
Yeah.
And in some cases, the only way to discourage, since we can't hang them high, Terry.
Or light them on fire,
is big, fat, nasty jail sentences.
Right. With big fines,
absolutely. Take everything they've got.
Right, make it hurt, and you'll have a few examples, because people aren't, you know, a lot of people aren't that bright.
Right.
And then they'll start to get it. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's oversimplified.
Something has to give, because, you know, most of the folks in this country, shall we say, I would hope are civilized, but they're a whole hunk of them who aren't. And the barbaric things they do to animals are not acceptable.
Yeah.
And I don't think they should be acceptable in a civilized society.
They shouldn't be. It's not an easy fix. It's going to be an uphill battle. It's a battle I think is necessary, but it's still uphill.
Well, one of the things that I hope over time will change things. I really think the internet, even though it can be a pain in the butt sometimes, you can't keep things secret anymore.
Right.
And maybe just that will ultimately help all of this. The fact that, you know, people who are animal lovers will know now what's going on in the animal world and can get angry and hopefully get involved somehow in making change, because change has to happen.
There's a lot of folks trying. The problem is it's such a these are my words. What seems to happen is everybody that starts to stand up for any of the animal rights stuff, it gets automatically labeled as a crazy or an extremist, when it in fact isn't true. And so they're dismissed. And I think that that's a stereotype that's going to be hard to overcome. I think that there's that, you know, we've talked about how rescues don't always work together and there's a lot of infighting. This permeates into that part as well. You've got the type of person who has a huge heart.
Right.
And they have all the right intentions, but sometimes are taken wrong.
Right.
They're not taken seriously, or they're thought of as
just an extremist, and we're not going to listen to you.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's work there too, but they have the right intention, they have the right heart, so hopefully they'll win.
Yeah, I hope so, because I'd like to see something change dramatically in my lifetime. Because we're supposed to be the guardians of these guys, our four-legged friends, and so I think we need to advocate for them. And maybe it will become clear how we can better do that. I hope.
Me too.
Yeah. All right.
All right, we got one more.
Well,
you're not going to like this one either.
What?
This is hot off the presses as of 3 hours ago. So, in North Carolina, at one of the landfills, someone decided to dump a container full of puppies at the landfill.
And these were live puppies?
Uh-huh. Looked like some sort of rotty mix puppies by the pictures.
So they just threw them out like garbage.
Yep. Now, they have been picked up. One of the workers at the landfill found them. And they went to Robinson Shelter, which is a, I believe, if I remember correctly, is a gassing shelter. So, and typically very full. But based on some follow-up, it looks like someone has taken the whole group of puppies to try and rehome.
Oh, man.
So that's good news, but the sick people that went and threw them out like that need to.
Yeah, and I mean, you never catch those people. You never can do anything, but do you know anybody who would do that? If you do, you know, don't, like, ostracize them or something, you know? Good God, who could do that to litter of puppies?
I don't know.
You know,
I don't get
just
it.
Just dump them. It's insanity. And, you know, it was last year that I had a client who got their puppy from a friend of theirs who found the mama dog at a dump in the compactor. That's where that pregnant mama dog had ended up.
I remember that. We talked about that.
And I don't get it. It's, you know, we know so many great people who are working to make all of us more responsible pet owners, you know, and then there are these fools out there who do things like dump puppies. Just boo hiss. That's all I can say.
Well, that's all we can say on this show.
Yeah, because we're trying to stay PG, guys.
Yeah, trying to stay clean.
Okay, anyway. So, be kind to your dogs, people, and if you can at all, we talk about this a lot, you know, there's so much need out there in the rescue world. Try to be part of the solution if you can.
Yeah, not the problem.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
See ya.